Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Is there a rebellion going on in Arcata, California? Are you aware that Arcata voters this last election cycle voted to put the world flag above the American flag on all city-owned flagpoles? I was so shocked when I heard this news, I had to drive up to Arcata myself and look at it with my own eyes. Otherwise, I would not believe it. But it's true. It's true. An American city, the city of Arcata, has willingly subverted its own federal government and in its place has hoisted up the world government flag. Did they not know that the flag on top represents the highest authority in the land? Of course, that would be the United States flag, which represents the United States Constitution as being the highest law in the land. Next would be your state government, which operates under the state's constitution. So, what does it mean when the city of Arcata would fly the world flag above the American flag? If you just take what it traditionally means, it would mean that they are placing an unknown world authority above that of the United States. It is truly an act of rebellion, whether that's how they meant it or not, because that's how it will be perceived around the world and by all those who love their country. When a nation is conquered by another nation's military, the first thing the conquering military does is raise their country's flag to the top, signifying to all that they are now the highest authority in the land. Arcata is the first city in the nation to do this, as far as I could tell from a search on the internet and from local news articles. Who knew that Arcata would be the first city to adopt the world government flag and do it willingly with a simple majority vote? I wonder if Eureka should fly the world flag above the United States of America flag. Or maybe we should just fly the San Francisco 49er flag up there. Should the state of California do the same as Arcata? I've read some news articles about local veterans and how they were disturbed by Arcata's actions. However, everyone should be disturbed about this action and what it represents. We truly are living in a new era where not even the flag is respected by local governments and their citizens. If the flag is not respected, then I know for sure the United States Constitution is not being respected as well. So, where we go as a nation, if this precedent continues, will not be for the betterment of the United States. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.